The anonymous email was sent to Nate Nelson on September 27th. It contains an expletive and threatens to kill both Nelson and his wife. The message makes no mention of the marriage amendment, but Nelson says he received it the day after he called the campus police to ask them to shut down a rally sponsored by the campus gay rights group, the Rainbow Alliance for Hope, because the group didn't have a permit.
I think it's rather coincidental that it was, you know, got the threat the day after I got a rally shut down, so obviously there's some sort of connection there, I would think, from most people's mind.
Nelson says he was heckled and called a homophobe by rally participants, despite his claim that he has a lot of gay friends. The advisor for the Rainbow Alliance for Hope says the group only heard about the threat this week. Ron Hardy says they have no idea who might have sent it.
From our opinion, as frequent targets of threats and intimidation ourselves, we completely sympathize with anybody that's experiencing this.
College campuses across the state have been targeted by groups organizing for and against the marriage amendment. If passed, it would enshrine in the Constitution that only a marriage between one man and one woman would be recognized and that any legal status similar to marriage would not be. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.